Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, Bruce Davidson may not be a name you know, but you definitely know his images, his photography from the civil rights battles in the 1960s in the South helped define that era. Own the Beastie Boys album, Ill Communication, or Bob Dylan's Together Through Life, both use Bruce Davidson photographs on the covers. And then there's Subway, Davidson's collection of photographs taken on the gritty and lively New York City subway system back in the early 1980s. Now Bruce Davidson's Subway is being re-released by Aperture Books, and he's here to talk about it. What's more, over the last 2 weeks, as many of you know, we've been inviting you, the listeners, to submit your own Subway photography. We got hundreds of fantastic submissions, over 500. There's some real talent in our WNYC community, no surprise there. And Bruce is going to talk about some of his favorites of his Subway photos and yours. You can see all the submissions at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And for right now, click on the slideshow of our editor's picks about 8 shots selected by Bruce's team and mine. And, of course, some of Bruce's images from Subway are there, too. So go right now to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to follow along as we talk about some of these snaps. Bruce Davidson, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Brian.
As I mentioned, we got 515 submissions. Everyone seems to have a great subway photo. Is there something about the subway system that draws photographers?
Well, it's the compression of life and the layers of life in the subway. Anyone on any given day can find something to photograph in the subway. But my subway work wasn't about that. It was about an aesthetic experience in color, exploring different lines, different times of day and night, and creating a train of thought, basically. It was my studio. It was a canvas that I needed to fill.
And let's go right on to one of the photographs. Actually, the slideshow, I said 8. It's 15 shots. Listeners, if you're on the slideshow on our website, this is slide number 1. This is an image that you took, is shot from across the platform, and it's sort of split in two by a red pole. On the left, there are shadows, a woman in a red dress standing and reading a book. On the right, the sunlight spills through, and you can see buildings. Which stop was this?
I don't remember any longer, but it was an elevator, obviously an elevator. It was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was in Brooklyn.
It reminds me of one of those, maybe along the F line, which is officially outdoors, but it has a little bit of an indoor feel, too. But did you see this as having two halves when you took it, light and dark? Is that really what this is about?
Well, I would respond intuitively. And what attracted me was the red. And the red of the woman's dress was vibrant. It was not just a red, but it was a red that was vibrant. And then in a kind of Mondrian way, to see a little bit of the buildings, the tenements, the street, and the woman standing alone. It just a happenstance.
What's the first thing you look for when you enter a train, or any setting you're shooting for that matter? Are you keeping your eye out for technical aspects like light and angles and, oh, that's a Mondrian kind of looking scene? Or are you looking for interesting human beings and situations? What?
I'm looking for myself. I'm looking for myself because I don't know on a given day what I would feel, what I would be looking for, what would energize me, which would be call me in. And that's what's beautiful about the subway is the exploration of what would be detonated by being in a car at a given time, especially at, like in 2 in the morning. I started going out at 2 and 3 in the morning. That was a different set, stage set. So the subway was really my canvas.
And maybe all artists are looking for themselves in a way. Or maybe some are looking for themselves and some are really looking out.
Yeah, you're looking out for yourself. Yes, you have to. I always work with the camera out and opened because you can't go up to someone without a camera and say, I'd like to take your picture. They think you're crazy.
When can you shoot covertly according to your own ethical standards?
Well, I had three rules. I would first photograph someone after asking them their permission. If they hesitated, I carried a white album, wedding album, 5x7, and I would show them my work.
Hmm.
So, or I would photograph them and leave the train.
You know? If all else fails.
Yeah, it's all else fails.
If the truth fails, resort to subterfuge.
Yeah.
And so which one of those categories pertain to slide number two? Again, listeners, if you're following along on our website on the Bruce Davidson page, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Slide number two, this is really looks like the early 1980s in New York City. A young guy in a full tracksuit and a bucket hat, very sort of Run DMC, watching as a graffiti-covered train passes by. Did you get his permission, or what struck you about this image? He's looking away from you.
Yes, he's looking away from me, but the design of the tracksuit, the fact that you see the tenements on one side and the train on the other side, and the tension that's drawn, the visual tension drawn between this kind of athletic-looking garment and this athletic-looking guy, just drew me in. It was just a moment. And that moment, I took the picture, and then I excused myself to him, and I said, you look so great in your tracksuit on the platform. I couldn't resist. I'm doing a book on the subway.
Now, the first shot we looked at had a woman in red. Mm-hmm. Are you just a red freak?
Red isn't part of my being, yes. Yes.
Are there words that go with the color red?
No, I can't describe what a given color was giving me. But I had, when I was a student in college, I studied with Joseph Albers in his color course. And so I became very sensitive and sensitized by color.
The legendary photographer Bruce Davidson, my guest on WNYC. His book, Subway, of Subway Photographs from the 1980s, now reissued by Aperture Books. And you can look at the slides of some of his selected photos from this book and some that he's been looking at that you have submitted. Some of you are listeners. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as I mentioned, we took the 500 submissions from our listeners, and with the help of the folks at Aperture, we whittled it down to about 35 editor's picks. And within that, you told us that five caught your eye. We're going to meet three of the people behind those in a second. But first, there are two images. So, folks, this is slide number three and slide number four in the slideshow if you're on our site. One is of a man exercising on a subway platform using one of those resistance bands that he's put around a post on a subway platform. The other is of a woman sitting on a platform. What caught your eye about these two?
Well, the gentleman that's exercising in the subway.
No shirt, by the way.
Yeah, no shirt. I mean, he's really in a gym. See, that's the amazing thing about a subway. It can be your living room. It can be your gym. It can be your bedroom. I mean, there are all kinds of things working always in a subway. You just have to move through it and be patient. If I'd taken this picture, I might have moved over and been more of a confrontation between the rope and his face. I would have moved around. And I often moved around because sometimes you think you're at the right spot, but if you move around, you'll see there's a better spot.
Let's meet one of our listener photographers. Bruce, say hello to Vesna Gajic, who we actually reached in Switzerland, and we pulled her away from a photo shoot there. So, Vesna, hello from New York. Say hello to Bruce Davidson.
Hello, Bruce Davidson. Hello, Brian. Nice to meet you, at least on the phone.
Indeed. Our pleasure, and thanks for submitting a great subway photo. And so, listeners, this is now shot number five in our slideshow. Vesna, you shot this from between two subway cars, and for those not looking at it, in the background, we see the cars streaking along the Queensboro Bridge. So you have, it's a shot between two subway cars showing the chain link piece of metal that connects the two cars. You see the window out the back of one, out the front of the other, and through it What is it? Is it the 59th Street Bridge down there or a highway, Vesna?
That's the Queensboro Bridge going to Manhattan inside, yeah. So I took this from the platform in Astoria last May.
And Bruce, what caught your eye about Vesna's picture?
What caught my eye about this image was the multiplicity of experiences looking through. It wasn't just a picture of a between cars, but it was related to the outside, the Queensboro Bridge or whatever that was. And so there was a multiplicity of imagery given in one image. And I thought that that complexity plus the color attracted me. I wish I'd taken it myself.
It's a very striking picture. And you wrote us, Vesna, that this picture shows the movement in the city, but also the little sequences of silence. Is that an urban tension you're very aware of in New York in general?
Yes, so I visited last May in New York for about 3 weeks, and it's a busy city, very colorful, which is very inspiring for me as a photographer. And I tried to link, like, between the rush and the hush, and this just came up with this idea of showing the long exposure with the lights in the background, but also the connections of the trains to show a little bit of the silence in the city.
Vesna Gadzic, slide number 5. WNYC listener who submitted this photo snap, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for the slideshow. Vesna, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us on the phone from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
And we'll continue with subway photographer Bruce Davidson, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, legendary photographer Bruce Davidson back in our studio. We're celebrating the re-release of his classic book, Subway, which features photos of the New York City transit system in the early 1980s. Bruce, thanks again for doing this. And we're also talking to a few of you who contributed to our listener subway photography project. So, Ernest Herman, welcome to WNYC. Say hello to Bruce Davidson.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. And listeners, we invite you to go back to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show for the accompanying slideshow, or maybe our radio program is accompanying the slideshow. WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. This is slide number 6. And Bruce, do you want to describe this photo of Ernest's to our listeners and why it caught your eye?
Sure. Which one was it? Have it here. But
this is the one of a man sitting next to somebody with an open New York Times.
It's a woman.
Image is a little dark here. Go ahead.
I see it. Yes. What drew me to this photograph was not only the juxtaposition between the woman and the model, which is published in a large and probably New York Times.
Because this is like in two halves. You have the real-life woman sitting and looking over toward the person sitting next to her who has a Times open to a full-page ad of a young white model. The other passenger is an older black woman.
Yeah. I like the complexity of juxtaposition, which I am guilty of using quite a bit in the subway. Things that come together. The graffiti itself in the subway, where it was dripping down and someone would sit in front of it, it sort of decoded kind of a hieroglyphics to me.
So real quick, Ernie, when did you take this photograph and did you know that there would be this interplay between the ad and the newspaper and the person sitting next to it?
Well, the woman already fascinated me. The wonderful-looking woman and her even more wonderful-looking hat. And I was, this I think is an example of how you have to be persistent and lucky, because I was already sitting there thinking it's probably well worth taking her picture when the guy sitting next to her, God bless him, unfolded his New York Times, and there it was.
And there it was.
And once it was there, it had to be taken.
So thank you for joining us. Congratulations on getting featured in our listener subway photo slideshow, along with Bruce Davidson's classic work. And we'll go very briefly to one more listener who submitted and who we picked. Olga Kasatkina. Olga, how do you say your last name?
Olga Kasatkina.
Olga Kasatkina from Bensonhurst. Her photograph, if you're following along, is slide number 7 in our slideshow. Hi, Olga. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thank you.
And we see a woman sitting in a subway car in your shot, and she's looking over her shoulder out the window at the Coney Island Ferris wheel. So what struck you about this photographic moment?
Well, it's just a beautiful moment, beautiful light, and I love light, and I love Coney Island, and I think that New York subway is a very artistic place. I'm sorry, what?
That's okay, because we're going to run out of time in a minute. I want to mention that, Bruce, you have a photo in your subway collection that's kind of similar to this. We noticed three kids looking out the window of a train at the Coney Island Ferris wheel, and we included that in our slideshow so people could see the contrast. It's the next slide, number 8. Did her picture remind you of yours? Did you have that in mind?
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing about the subway. You have to be aware of the train is moving, you know. And that was actually the Wonder Wheel. And that Wonder Wheel idea of the Wonder Wheel of life itself, and plus the light that was falling on this woman's head and the golden light and the laid up, it was just absolutely beautiful.
We just have 30 seconds left in the show, and Olga, thank you so much for submitting and for joining us. Bruce Davidson's classic book of 1980s subway shots called Subway, just re-released by Aperture. Can you reflect as a longtime New Yorker and a longtime subway rider on how the train has changed, as cleaned up as it's become? Is it a less interesting place to photograph now in 30 seconds?
Well, yes, but what I love about the subway is missing the number one train and then catching the express, which joins the number one that you miss. So it's a little bit like life. You can miss, but you can also gain.
I want to mention there's also an exhibition of many of these photos at Aperture going on now through the end of the month.
Oh, yes, and they're dye transfer prints, which can't be made any longer.
Where is that?
The Aperture is on 27th Street, you know. You can find it. And those dyes have been shown at the other museums in the world.
And we have to leave it there. Okay. Congratulations on the re-release.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Bruce Davidson.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening today. The Leonard Lopate Show coming up next right after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.